Good morning. Welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Emily Knuth, and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we are reflecting in the book of Jeremiah, and we're going to look at chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. So let's dive in. It says, "Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in human beings, who makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a barren bush in the wasteland that enjoys no change of season, but stands in lava beds in the wilderness, a land salty and uninhabited. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord. The Lord will be their trust. They are like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the stream. It does not fear heat when it comes, and its leaves stay green. In the year of drought, it shows no distress, but still produces fruit. More torturous than anything is the human heart, beyond remedy. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, explore the mind and test the heart, giving to all according to their ways, according to the fruit of their deeds." All right, we're looking at trust this morning, you guys. So I want you to think about right now, who do you trust the most in your life? Who do you trust the most? When I think about it, I think about my parents or people that I trust. I think about my mentors or good friends that I trust. But I don't know about you, but sometimes Jesus isn't the first person that comes to my mind when I think about people that I trust, right? But it says in scripture here today that cursed is the man who trusts in human beings and who makes his flesh his strength. So sometimes we just try to do everything on our own, right? And we just trust in ourselves, like, I can do it. I got it. When I think about my first year as a missionary here at Damascus, I remember having a group of campers, and there was one camper in particular who was just very difficult for me to love. Like, she was experiencing a lot of things that I had never experienced before, and I was trying to help her and walk with her. And I wanted to trust God, but I think instead of trusting God, I was just like, I can figure this out. I'll figure out the right things to say. I can do it. And I had a moment where I was then broke down, and I was talking to someone, and what they said was, "Emily, you're not the savior. Like, you're not her savior. You need to trust in the Lord." And I was like, you're right. I do. And in that moment, I realized that the Lord has to be the first person in our life who we trust, right? And what does it say in scripture then when he's the one that we trust? It says, "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord. The Lord will be their trust. They're like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the stream." Okay, so we today, you guys, we are tall, firmly rooted trees, all right? And what does it say about the tree in scripture here? It says it does not fear the heat when it comes, and its leaves stay green. Did you know that trust and fear don't coincide together? Right, that when we trust the Lord, and we trust in the promises that he has for us, and the good things that he said to us, fear, anxiety, distress, and all of that, it just doesn't match. It isn't a part of it. So the Lord has said, we trust in him, we are a tall, firmly rooted tree. What else does it say? It says, in a year of drought, it shows no distress, but it still produces fruit. What would happen if only knew that hard things were coming and hard times were coming, that we didn't get dried up, that we didn't show like signs of distress, but we still produce fruit? And that's what the Lord wants to do in us today, this week, and the rest of our lives. He wants us to be tall, firmly rooted, and strong. When I was praying about this, I was thinking about sequoia trees in California. Now, while I've never actually seen them, I did some research on them. And sequoia trees are the tallest and widest growing like organisms in the U.S., maybe in the world. I have no idea. But it says that sequoia trees grow the fastest when they have fertile soil. I think that we want to be fast-growing, tall, firm trees. Do you have fertile soil to let the Lord do that in you? Right? And what happens also with sequoia trees is that once they have fertile soil, they grow faster. So maybe you feel like you haven't had a lot of growth in this past year, or you've been in a dry season or a hard season with the Lord. What he's saying to you is that make your fertile soil, build this foundation of trust for him to come in, and you're going to start growing like you've never grown before. When we trust in the Lord, we see breakthrough that we've never seen before. And he has that for you today. And he has that for me today. And he has that for our families today. So let's pray for that. All right. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray that today we trust you in ways that we never have before. Lord, I pray that you cast out any fears or doubts in our life and that you make fertile soil and a firm foundation for us to grow on, Lord. You want us to grow faster than we ever have before. Amen. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This has been a scripture reflection on Jeremiah 17. Once again, I'm Emily, a missionary at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net.